There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL draft this year. My name is Ben Solak, and I host the Ringer NFL Draft Show with Danny Kelly, Danny Heifetz, and Greg Horlbeck. We cover trades, free agency, and the draft, which is, obviously. We'll tell you about everything, which includes which quarterbacks are good, which quarterbacks are bad, and which quarterbacks are just Kirk Cousins. That is the Ringer NFL Draft Show. Search the Ringer NFL Draft Show on Spotify.
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Rostradamus Show. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And as always, y'all know how it's going down. Solo show for today. It's the end of the NBA season. Really, really rough right now. I mean, anything could happen at this point. You're talking about teams who, you got some teams tanking. You got some teams just playing out the string. You got some teams going for really, really interesting time. The first thing that jumps out into my mind is I'm looking at the Philadelphia 76ers. And the Philadelphia 76ers, they came back against the Heat. They looked dead in the water. Joel Embiid probably had his worst game from a plus-minus perspective, and they still got the W. So it's looking pretty clear that this Philadelphia 76ers team, if Joel Embiid is in shape, he can get himself in shape over the next couple of weeks. This team is going to be able to make some noise. Right now, they're eighth in the Eastern Conference. I wouldn't necessarily recommend playing them to win the NBA title at this point in time. They're down to 27-1. They were 31-1 the other day on FanDuel Sportsbook. But I do think this is a team that you need to look out for. And one thing that I'm going to be doing is I'm probably going to be playing them series by series, provided that they stay on the opposite side of the bracket. I'm going to be playing them series by series, especially if they can meet up with the Milwaukee Bucks or meet up with the Cleveland Cavaliers in round one, because I think this team is dangerous. We saw it all year. With Joel Embiid, this team was 10.8 points per 100 possessions better. They were one of the best teams in the league. So they're a team I'm looking to buy on going into the postseason. Now it's time for the 100. Really, really slow start. We are now just 2-3. Minus $150. Yesterday was rough. But the only thing that matters is what we do next. We did have the Houston Rockets plus 4. I called this Golden State Warriors team fraudulent. And right after I called them fraudulent, they went out there and won 5 straight. So really, really rough. But sometimes you have bad reads and it just doesn't go our way. So we got a number of picks today for the 100. We're going to try to bounce back. Our first NBA pick for the 100 today, we can go with the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, under 226. Both of these teams are playing a back-to-back third game in 4 nights. More importantly, these are two teams who have been locking down defensively. You look at the Dallas Mavericks. Ever since they made those trades for Daniel Gafford, this team is, I mean, defensively, they're one of the best in the league. Second in defensive rating the last 2 weeks, 104 points per 100 possessions in their 9 garbage time minutes. The Mavericks are 1-9 to the under last 10 games. So this is a team who they're just locking all windows and closing the doors. So you can't really score on this team. And you look at the Golden State Warriors. They've been playing some solid defense as well. fifth in defensive rating, allowing 107 points per 100 possessions in their 9 garbage time minutes the last 2 weeks. These two teams played Wednesday night to a pace of just 98 possessions. So it's hard to imagine that changing here. For our first pick at 100, we're going to go Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, under 226. That's our play for the first game at 100. For our second play of the 100, we're going to go with the Miami Heat money line minus 140. They're taking on the Houston Rockets, who have lost 3 straight games since their 11-game win streak. And look, they got to be demoralized. This is a team who had a chance to make it to the play-in tournament. They had that 11-game win streak, and then the wheels completely fell off. We know what the Golden State Warriors have done, but this is about what the Houston Rockets have done. And you look at what they've done is they've struggled to stop anybody. A big reason why they have that 3-game losing streak is because they're allowing 122 points per 100 possessions during this stretch. And now you got to take on a Miami Heat team who we know that they can lock down everything. This is a top 5 defensive team in the league. And you look at last 2 weeks, Rockets, 115 points per 100 possessions, 17th amongst all NBA teams. So I expect the Miami Heat to come out here. They know they need to win this game because when it comes to the Miami Heat, they want to stay out of that play-in tournament. And you look at the Houston Rockets. I mentioned their defense. Well, the Rockets are 27th in opponent free throw rate. So Jimmy Butler, who goes to the line at will, he's going to go to the line at will tonight. So Heat are 7th in free throw rate, and they could have Tyler Hero back for this game. Ausar Thompson is questionable for this game for the Houston Rockets. This just feels like a matchup where the Rockets could miss Sengun. You know, Bam Adebayo can dominate inside in this matchup. So I like the Miami Heat money line as our second 100 pick for today.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
For our third game at 100, we're going to go to Chicago Bulls. Knicks are playing a back-to-back, the third game in 4 nights, fourth game in 6 nights, and fifth game in 7 nights. At some point, I don't care who you are, you get tired. And we know Thibs is playing a lot of these guys big minutes. You look at Josh Hart. He was on the injury report yesterday. He was questionable yesterday. And he played upwards of 40 minutes or so. You look at Jalen Brunson. He is carrying this team offensively. You look at McBride. He played upwards of 40 minutes yesterday as well. So at some point, this team is going to get tired. And, you know, they won 120-109 against the Kings last night. But they had to erase a 21-point first half deficit in order to get there. And obviously, the Knicks are the better team. But this is the perfect situational spot for the Chicago Bulls. A lot of people are going to say, oh, the Bulls aren't playing for anything. Nobody can catch them to make it into the play-in tournament. Well, the Bulls obviously want to be home for that 9-10 play-in game. They've been resting since Monday night. They lost Monday night against the Atlanta Hawks, 113-101. So they had a lot of time to think about that loss. I'm pretty sure they had some practice time. This is not a model play, but this is a good situational spot for the Bulls. So I'm a late minus 120 on the Chicago Bulls on the money line. For our fourth and final play at 100, we can go to Celtics team total over 117.5. There's a theme here. I'm trying to fade these teams playing a back-to-back in 3 games and 4 nights. They're taking on the Sacramento Kings. You look at the Celtics. They have everything wrapped up, but they're 13-1 to the team total over at home, including 7-2-1 the last 10 games. And they're taking on the Sacramento Kings, who just played this back-to-back in New York, 3-4 nights. They gave up 120 points to the Knicks last night in a game with 94 possessions. So even if Jaylen Brown and Derek White, they're questionable, I expect the Celtics to get over this team total. I think this is priced way too low. I think this should be priced north of 120. You go back to the game that they played in December. These two teams played. Celtics were on the second night of a West Coast road trip back-to-back after 132-126 overtime loss against the Warriors. You think the next night, maybe the Celtics go out there and stink it up? No, they put up 144 points on 1.52 points per possession in just 94 possessions without Jason Tatum in the lineup. So I think they can get over this number. So that's my four picks for the 100. We're not going to be doing a lot of volume day to day, but I like this stress. I think we can bounce back. We can get over the hump and get into the green. We are in the red right now. 2-3 minus $150. But I think we get into the green today. So that's our four plays for today. We're going to recap that. We got the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, under 226 as our first play for the 100. For our second play for the 100, we got the Miami Heat, money line minus 140. For our third play for the 100, we got the Chicago Bulls, money line minus 120. For our fourth and final play for the 100, we got the Celtics team total over 117.5. That's how it's going down. It's the 100. Make sure you check us out day by day until the NBA Finals. We're going to keep this thing rolling. It's the Rostradamus Show, and y'all know how it's going down. Must be 21 and up and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with the Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42 in Arizona. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. Call 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK in New York.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.